This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Wittrock. California's 21 missions are older than the state itself, and most could not withstand a major earthquake. Many are made of adobe and date back to the late 1700s, when Spain's king sent Franciscan missionaries to convert the natives. Today's conversion at the missions isn't about religion, it's about seismic retrofitting. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports on the work underway at the Carmel Mission.
A heavy wooden door opens into the garden courtyard of the Carmel Mission just off Highway 1. The 220-year-old basilica stands at the far end. A crooked, star-shaped window above the entry is said to symbolize that only God is perfect.
The architecture, I think, is really what brings me here.
Tamar Sakayan and her husband Justin made the drive from San Francisco. Like many Californians, she learned about the missions in elementary school.
I like going to all of the missions. It's part of California history when I grew up with, so we wanted to stop in and check it out.
These days, the sounds and sights of construction are just as noticeable as the centuries-old architecture. The basilica is in the middle of a seismic retrofit, so workers removed the red tile roof and replaced it with scaffolding and a protective plastic.
They're going to try to put them back in the same way they were before, because you'll notice if you look at this roof, there's different patterns of how they faded.
That's Vic Grabrian. He's a parishioner at the Carmel Mission, member of the choir, and president of the Carmel Mission Foundation. That means he's in charge of raising the money needed to restore this National Historic Landmark.
We have to be so careful to preserve everything. When we finish the $5 million seismic retrofit, you won't be able to tell that we did a thing.
The project involves drilling more than 300 vertical and horizontal holes into the 5-foot-thick walls of the basilica and inserting steel rods. David Wessel is with the Architectural Resources Group, a historical consultant on the project.
They go all the way down into the foundation and, in a sense, kind of tie those walls together so that if there's movement, the building will resist that and stay intact.
Wessel says in restoration, they have to pay close attention to the materials used so the mission doesn't lose its character and patina of age. For example, when they start work on the dome that sits atop the basilica.
The types of mortars that we've selected for repairing the cracks and the voids that have developed over time. And we're actually also developing a lime wash that will go over the top of the dome so that that will protect it from the rain and the moisture infiltration.
The last restoration of the Carmel Mission ended 60 years ago. All of California's 21 missions have undergone some sort of work, but like Carmel, need further repairs. Dr. Knox Mellon is the executive director of the California Missions Foundation. He says part of the challenge is location.
Most of them are located along Highway 101, of which there are many earthquake faults, and in retrospect, they couldn't have picked a worse place. The founders to found missions than the path they did.
Mellon describes the missions as California's pyramids and certainly worth protecting. The foundation is working to assess the condition of each mission.
We don't have a clear seismic map of the condition of every mission. Some are better than others. It costs money just to get to find out what's wrong before you can even think about fixing it.
At the Carmel Mission, the seismic retrofit is just the beginning. Fundraising is still underway for the complete $20 million restoration of the whole mission complex. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.